We have a tendency to rush through Scripture that's familiar to us. It's human nature. Familiar ground just isn't as interesting as somewhere new. So we hustle through, assuming that what's around us looks just like it did the last time we passed through. Today's gospel is no exception. Any of us who have grown up in the church or been here a few times has read this or heard this or the other gospel version so many times that we know this particular stretch of the road by heart. Jesus enters Jerusalem on the back of a young donkey. People throw their cloaks and palm branches on the road. There's lots of cheering. Some of us might intersperse verses from Jesus Christ Superstar into this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, find somebody that's older than 40 and ask them. But rushing along this stretch of road denies us the chance to consider some deep, very meaningful questions. For example, why do we think that everyone on the street that day knew and loved Jesus? I often, when we picture this scene, it's one solid group. It's a block of people, and they're all there for one purpose, and it's because they love Jesus. And that's why we would be there, right? Incidentally, this is one of those moments that I would steal the TARDIS and go back and visit. But it doesn't mean that everybody in the crowd loved or respected or even knew Jesus. Begs the question, why else would they be there? Some might be there simply out of curiosity. I consider that Jerusalem is a fairly good-sized town. There's a lot of people living there. Passover is just beginning. There are a lot of people just doing their everyday life, going to get Passover groceries. And then they hear this commotion about a block away and wander over to see what's going on. Maybe they'd never even heard of Jesus and found themselves standing in the crowd, Passover groceries in hand, wondering what the fuss was all about. Now, rubbing shoulders with these folks are people, probably plenty of people, who were expecting Jesus to be a political king. Reading Isaiah would strongly suggest that the Messiah would be a king like David. And many would have hoped that Jesus would have become a king like David, a man that would rally the people and drive out Rome, restore the dignity of Israel. Now, having read ahead, we know just what a king Jesus truly is, and that his reign vastly exceeds all earthly thrones. But for many in that crowd so long ago, an earthly king weighed pretty heavily in their hopes for the future. I don't blame you for wondering, why are you asking? Why is it important to wonder why people might have been there on that street that day? Why do you care that there might be just curious people there on that Palm Sunday? Well, because, like then, we sometimes have people come to church simply out of curiosity. They don't have anything in particular that they're looking for. No clear goal, no checklist. But they've heard the commotion, and it's led them to our doors. And in the eyes of God, that is a perfectly valid reason to come into his house. Scripture makes it clear that hardly anyone who encountered Jesus walked away without being changed somehow. Idle curiosity might have led plenty to that procession, but I'm pretty confident that many left finding their heart strangely warmed. Now, you might give me that one, but you're thinking, surely no one's coming to church looking for a king, right? I mean, not a literal king, Jason. well, maybe not a literal king. But people do come to church looking for some sense of order, some sense of rule to the universe. I don't think I have to convince you that the world is chaotic, that life can be maybe a little hectic. And just knowing that there is some sovereign rule to the universe is a comfort. I know it is for me. I know that as God is ultimately in control, I can take comfort in that even when I can't see the path past my own 2 feet. There's at least one more group that I want to talk about today. One more group of people in the crowd waiting for Jesus. They were there because they had heard of Jesus' healing, his teaching, his touch, his great compassion. And they were there seeking that, seeking his ministration. In other gospels, the crowd sings Hosanna, which we have said here. We often translate it as a cheer, hooray! Hosanna comes from a phrase in Aramaic, Oshana. It means rescue me. Changes the image a little bit, doesn't it? The sea of faces waving their hands and cheering takes on the look of a sea of people, a literal sea of people, frantically waving their hands, hoping that the Coast Guard will save them from being drowned when we change Hosanna to rescue me. This cry is a variation of a cry that Jesus has heard for 3 years, some form of Son of David, have mercy on me. A cry that has always moved him to compassion. And it is a cry that moves him still. When we come before him and lay our hearts bare before him, calling for his mercy, he is very quick to answer, and his mercy pours down like rain. Every time I have been blinded by doubt, every time I have been paralyzed by fear, every time I have been sick to my heart, every time I have felt dead in spirit and cried out, Savior, rescue me, I have felt his comfort and I have been made whole again. And that healing grace is available to everyone who calls on him for rescue. Everyone. I have one more question for you. Why are you here? Curious? Searching for rule? Need of healing? Waiting to encounter the divine? Any of these, all of these, others. See, now as it was then, whether you or anyone else is here because you're curious, that's good enough of a reason. Jesus offers his presence to all. Now, as it was then, if you're seeking a king, seeking order in a world that's chaotic and hectic, that is good enough of a reason. Jesus offers serenity for taking up his yoke. Now, as it was then, if you're seeking rescue, if your heart is crying out, Oshana, Savior, that's definitely good enough of a reason. Jesus offers his comfort and his healing for the asking. Whatever reason brings you to stand among the crowd today to watch the Messiah pass by, know this. Know that you are exactly where you should be. There's no poor reason. There's no insufficient reason. There's no proper reason to come into the presence of He who loves you best. My only prayer is that you find what you're looking for. Just take your time searching for it. We have a habit of rushing through Holy Week, just like we rush through some scripture. Only this time we're rushing to Easter, right? Because, I mean, there's no surprise here, Easter is fun. It's one of our great celebrations in the Christian year. Easter is why we are Christians. Also, there's Peeps. But don't rush to Easter. Stand with the crowd on that street in Jerusalem and ask yourself, why am I here? Follow Jesus through this week. Follow through the services that we're having here. Follow through Scripture, however you can. But follow Jesus through this week as He teaches, heals, makes all things new, including us. And may you find peace as you follow Jesus. May you find comfort. May you know the depths of a love that sought us out even when we were so far astray. May you be blessed this holy week and all the days ahead as you walk with your Savior. Amen.